fool speaks when he has something to say. A wise man speaks when he needs another beer. This is the Perfect Pour.
You had that down, bro.
Mm-hmm. I've been practicing it.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Indie, also craft beer podcast.
Dueling
show.
Hashtags.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're here to talk about beer, craft, indie, all the things. Geek out. Drink it.
Not crap beer, but craft beer.
Ooh, that's right.
Craft beer. 2016, crap beer.
We're going to give you a beers to look out for. We're going to listen to listeners. We're going to talk about beer culture and all those things. But first, let's clean up what we've been doing. And that's been drinking very lightly. We wanted to get started. We didn't want to tailgate too much. We wanted to get into the show.
Things get rammy when you tailgate too much.
Yeah, bro. I mean, there's only so much ramming you could do.
You can only get so rammy.
Yeah, you can only get so rammy.
Before the neighbors start calling.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me.
Could you boys keep it down over there?
Boys? Oh, okay. Yeah. one we had from Kern River Brewing. Not local. According to what we fleshed out in the past couple weeks of what a local brewer is.
Can't smell them brewing, huh?
Can't say it's a local brewer. Kern River Brewing's Gravity Check.
Yeah.
It's their session IPA, essentially. Low gravity beer for high gravity people.
Oh, shit. What are we doing drinking it?
Oops.
Screw your Tehachapians.
I was afraid this was an old bottle because I had it was that fig, but I hadn't seen it lately.
I don't know if that one's hit town yet.
It was $6.99. I'm like, maybe he's just trying to get rid of it. But I was like, whatever. I only have $10, so this will keep me under my $10 budget tonight. Yeah. And it was an excellent beer the first time I had it, and this time it was still tasting good. I don't think it was too old, or I don't think it's been sitting there for 6 months or anything. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
We have an industry person, maybe. He has a different opinion.
Now it tasted about what I remember it.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe it was like day 31. If we had to get picky.
Super old.
Yeah, definitely.
Not much for days. Sessions, but I liked that one.
And then things started getting weird. We have some beer that was donated to us, very kindly donated to us.
Pete and Michelle.
Thank you. Cheers to Pete and Michelle.
The Hawaiians.
The Hawaiians.
The how are yous?
Three different Ballast Point beers.
What?
Buyout Brewer Ballast Point.
These could be pre-buyout. Thought of.
Technically, our dollars didn't go towards those beers.
No.
So we're avoiding that caveat of indie beer.
There's the what was open was the can of Mango Evenkeel. I have refused to have it. Oh, I did take in the aroma. I smelled it real good.
That's more than half of it, they say, is the aroma.
did I cross the line by smelling it?
Yes.
Does it count, isn't it, check-in? Does Untappd have a scent check-in area?
I got the aroma. Do I get to check in on it?
Yes, because you know what they say, he who smelt it dealt it. So obviously, if you smelt it, that means you have to take blame of trying it.
Oh, no. No.
Yes,
but I am admitting to telling.
Wait, go finish where you're going.
That was it.
Damn near killer.
Now, you guys went ahead since technically there is an out by saying you didn't buy it. It could have been pre-buyout.
Oh, I didn't care. I just wanted to try the beer.
Yeah, so I'm not doing it. It's turbulent times in this buyout craft beer, indie beer.
Is it beer? Check.
Uh-oh. We've got a, it's beer guy. It's just beer. What's the deal?
Yeah.
We've got a, it's a beer guy in the show.
Oh, it's just beer.
It's just beer's beer, bro. So what did you think of this buyout mango even keel? Buyout point.
No, sir. I don't like it.
Ballast buyout.
I had even keel a couple of times. Didn't like it.
I liked even
then
keel.
Then I had it in Sacramento with the society folks, and I liked it. And then most I came folks back to town, and I had even keel at Popolo's, and I liked it. So I don't know if it's just environmental or if I really like the beer.
Yeah.
With mango in it, didn't necessarily care for it.
Huh.
It was well-balanced, but it reminded me of fruit chews.
That's
the gummy fruit chews.
See, now I'm glad I didn't try it. Nick, what did you?
Crisis averted. I think the only time I've had even keel was I mistook it for Grunion and ordered it. And I was like, this isn't that impressive. And it's even less impressive with the mango in it.
Wow.
It's just too sweet, fruity. Like, it could be, this could very well not be a beer. It's so unbeer-like.
Wow. Unbeer-like.
Could just be fruit soda.
Yeah. Adult fruit soda.
Adult fruit soda. There's the next wave, kids. Adult fruit sodas.
Yes. That's
hard root beer's over.
Root beer's over.
Now it's adult fruit sodas.
So there. And there's
alcoholic Italian sodas.
You're caught up. There is a pineapple Sculpin and a watermelon Durando waiting, maybe for you guys, I guess.
Ooh.
But it's time to open up a new beer. So you have
that.
A Lips of Faith over there that's been sitting in that at our fridge for
fridge
a while.
Beer? You want to do the Uzu?
Yuzu.
Let's get it good.
Feel like I do.
All right. Is this 12 or 22 ounces?
Oh, I could hear the 22.
You heard all 22.
I that love was 22. Gold.
If you guessed 22, you're correct.
Trick question. He farted in the microphone just now.
See, we're trying to develop everyone's ear to hear the difference between a 12-ounce bottle and a 22-ounce bottle. And I could hear the weight of that 22 in there.
It's heavy, Doc.
Bottle opening.
That's heavy, Doc.
That's heavy, Doc.
Yep, this is exactly how I remember it.
Lips of Faith series from New Belgium Brewing.
More fruit soda.
Yuzu. Imperial Berliner Weiss style ale brewed with yuzu juice. Yuzu.
Because everybody knows exactly what yuzu juice is.
Who yuzu? It's a friendly fruit with grapefruit meets orange flavor that's got involved with the souring side of New Belgium in this bottle. Conditioned wheat beer. They got on well enough to make this Imperial Berliner Weiss style ale a smooth, delightfully tart sipper. To try finish.
It's exactly what it says. That's weird. They must have changed it because when the yuzu we used to serve was a coconut curry Hefeweizen.
Mm.
So it must be.
Wow. That's quite the mix.
Yeah. Mm. But that was back in the day.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's hot enough for this beer yet.
It was tart like a tiger.
Yeah, since it's a summer night beer.
Mm-hmm.
Summer nights in my radio.
When the summer breeze makes you feel fine.
Pool.
Don't you know?
Sitting by the pool kind of beer.
Night swim beer.
Yeah.
It's a skinny dipping beer.
Maybe a little water polo.
Yeah, water polo beer.
Water polo beer.
You're a water polo beer.
Your head has a shell on it.
So, so culture.
Word.
So, indie beer is still causing a ruckus. Hashtag indie beer.
What did you want to
If you
want to
get
Mikey?
Involved with fighting with douchebags on Twitter, make sure to go on Twitter and do hashtag indie beer and make some sort of statement about indie beer and then watch people jump in and start yelling at you.
Set fire to the grass and watch it burn. Yep.
Watch everyone come around and say, you should have set the fire that way. Well, what if Heineken wants to come in? Heineken can still set independent fires, can't they? I guess so, bro. It's not really the point. That's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Douchebag Boulevard was hot and heavy with it, and then he decided, no, I'm not talking about it anymore. And several people have just been like incredibly uncool, uncraft beery about the whole thing. And I think my stance about it has not changed. It's just been like all it boils down to for me is about independent beer is just drink the best beer you can, the most local good beer you can. If you're sitting there with a localish beer and a big beer, and that localish beer is similar quality than that big beer, why would you not choose the local beer? Why would you not choose the indie beer? And when everything else is the same, and that beer is, and that second choice is the independent beer, why would you not support that? The macro beer doesn't need your help. The indie beer needs your help. The local beer does so much more than your macro beer does for your community. So it just you can just boil it down to that simple for me. It's just, you don't have to do it every, you know, if you're living in some small town that Lagunitas is the only thing crafty esque for you, then by all means, drink all the Lagunitas you can. But just like when you have always a choice, when you have a choice and that choice, one of those choices is an independent beer, then why would you not? Explain to me then why you wouldn't choose that when the quality is the same. You know, find a way to argue that. I can't imagine a craft beer, somebody that claims to be into craft beer and but doesn't get that we would think an independent indie beer or local beer that's good quality would be better to drink than a Bud AB InBev beer. I just not understanding that person at this point. And there's just like, seems,
well, yeah.
And there just
they're
seems
just
to be a
looking
lot
for
of,
a fight at
a lot
point.
Of those people out there are like just dumping, like some people I didn't think would be like that are just been like, who cares where it comes from? I'm like, ugh, really? Okay. That's fine. But just don't yell at me for caring. Okay. Can we just do
that?
Yeah,
that's the interesting part. They're still looking for a fight, even though they apparently don't care.
Yeah.
Like, why do you guys care so much? It's like, really? You're still here hammering.
Like, hey,
you're still
alone.
Yeah, you're still.
I'm just using a hashtag, and I'm just trying to drink. I'm trying to be conscientious about the beer I drink. I can't do everything. Like, I can't think about every damn product. But one thing I do am knowledgeable about is beer. So I'm going to go ahead and try to drink the best beer I can. And I don't know why you got to give me shit about it, but so that's kind of where I now it's at that point. But it's been interesting how now it's gotten this second wave of the indie beer movement has gotten the second wave of now bloggers are catching on to it and it's getting out there. It's getting on other podcasts. It's popping up on. So I didn't know that this would go this far. Really, I never thought it would. So. It's hard to tell whether it's going to keep getting out there in the beer community or not, but it's just fun that it started with 3BZine and us and SD Beer Talk. That's where it started from. And now it just has this whole different life now.
It caught pretty quick. I thought it was going to take a lot more work and be a much slower burn. Before this actually took some ground. But yeah, it kind of blew up quicker than everybody thought. And I wonder how long is it going to be before it comes back around and people start telling us about it? Like they forgot where it came from.
Well, there's already some big blog post somebody put out today was like, I don't think it was citing as, you know, it started from beer podcast. It was like citing like they can get some sort of deep marketing thing that they're floating a marketing balloon out there to see if this indie beer would catch on. Like some sort of craft beer conglomerate is like floating out indie beer to see if it would like, so it's already getting into weird territory. And it's like,
wow,
it's just funny to see when you know exactly where it came from.
Yeah. Like, poor Cody in 6 months is going to be constantly reminded of.
Poor Cody, man. Hey,
have you heard of this indie beer yet? You're into beer, aren't you? Like, have you heard of
indie beer? Can you believe these people call it an indie beer? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Dude, how come you don't talk about indie beer? I started that.
Yeah, I started that, and now I'm just become nauseous because of it. But it's been interesting. It's not done yet either, so it's going to be fun to look at. So what else is going on in beer?
Oh, Mikey, are you ready?
I don't know.
You ready for a little grapefruit in your IPA?
Uh-oh. I'm not having this Palace Point.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, no, it's real indie beer.
Oh, okay. Oh, is it indie beer?
It's okay. Totally indie beer.
Okay, then I'll have that.
It's a grapefruit Rebel IPA. Now will you drink a Rebel?
I don't know. Now? Should we?
No.
I think that's a show vote.
We should not.
We should not? Okay.
We should not.
But it's a variant.
But it's out there. How many Rebels are there going to be?
How many Rebel variants are there? Could they feel the football team for all the Rebel variants now? Are there 11 Rebels out there?
Is Sam Adams building their Rebel Alliance?
You're part of a Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if the bearded brewer would care. if somebody put a grapefruit Rebel, would you drink it in front of you?
I can't remember the last time I have drank a Samuel Adams beer. Oh. And I'm not upset by it. I don't hate them, but mm-hmm, I just mm-hmm. don't drink anything from mm-hmm, them.
Mm-hmm. That is a good question.
When was I know. The last I time? I can't remember.
Wow. I mean, at Firestone,
like not even Situation Beer.
Yeah, because it has to come up situationally.
Oh yeah,
and I can't think.
Even Firestone. I mean, I like them. I like their motto and everything like that. But typically, they probably drink their specialty bombers. When they first came out with cans and I knew they were fresh, I kind of picked up some six packs here and there, but you know, that'd be one of the other, you know, bigger breweries I can say that I enjoyed some of their beer recently versus Samuel Adams. I can't remember the last time. I may have only ever had Boston Lager from them. I may have never had anything else.
I used to buy their mixed packs, especially their winter one, because that had some interesting heavier, darker beers. Except for the goddamn cherry wheat beer. Has to be the worst beer I've ever had.
Wow. Wow. That's saying something.
Yeah. But they had the first coffee beer I've ever had, Black and Brew.
Black and Brew? Mm-hmm. I don't remember that one.
That was in the winter mix pack. Sam Adams.
Oh, only it was only a mix pack.
Only beer. A mix pack. It was that. They had a chocolate bock in there. They had
an
old Fezziwig or some kind of fruit beer. and then I don't know if the cherry wheat was in that one. That might have been in the spring pack.
Are you seeing that Nitro series they have out now with the cans?
I've only heard of it on the interwebs. I've never seen it in person.
I've seen they've got a technique. Well, you got to use the Sam Adams glass, and there's a technique you pop the beer, like the can, you open it up and then you like kind of shove the can in the glass and let the can fill up the glass, and then you pull the glass out and that properly does the nitroing of it. As far as that's the recommendation.
So you're supposed to pour Boddington's.
Oh, is it? You just stick the can
slam it upside down and let it fill up.
Okay. That's kind of what I think that looks like, kind of what they're trying to get you to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think I might try that, because there's a nitro one and then or IPA one, and then What's the other one?
Oh, Guinness IPA. You're gonna try it? What?
No, no. No, I tried that. I wanted to try that. Oh, I don't want to buy a six pack.
Guinness Blonde is pretty terrible.
Ooh,
damn.
I've heard mostly bad things about the Guinness Nitro IPA, so I still would like to try it.
If somebody knows where you could buy one can,
yeah, let one us know. Can. I don't want a six pack. That's a lot of commitment. A lot of commitment, bro. Well, I know that Cigar City was that's rumored to be the first one bought out this year, but then now Cigar City says, "Oh, these are lies, all lies, lies." I tell you, they can't. Basically, just said like this report is not true, but then didn't deny that it's. It sounds like they've been talking with AB InBev, but then I think the Full Pint jumped on it as like this is probably going to happen here,
mm-hmm.
and then something happened with the deal and it fizzled, and then. So then Cigar City came out and said, oh, no, there's no deal. What you talking about?
Do you think they were insulted with only $500 million?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
Or do you think they're trying to
at do press time, more than $1 billion? They are still independent. Indie. Yeah.
Except there's for that no way private Cigar financing City. Company <Uh-oh>. that owns 15% of them.
That's still indie. They're not worth Ballast Point numbers. There's not even close.
Yeah, but is Ballast Point in Florida?
No. Question mark. They probably are now.
Yeah. There's probably nowhere Ballast Point
is. Nowhere. Now. You can't get away from us. Ballast Point. You can't get away from us. Ooh. Just like we can't get away from here.
Thought you had
there's three Ballast Points.
A revelation right there.
For yeah, the wheels are turning, but then screeching halt. I was thinking more Star Wars for Mikey. What's the Mega Death Star called?
Death Star?
Oh, no, Starkiller Base?
Starkiller Base. That's Ballast Point now.
Yeah.
They're much. Harvesting all the hops.
Yeah. Are they bigger than Lagunitas, though? Lagunitas has still probably got them.
Oh yeah, some other beer culture in town.
Yeah,
I sent you guys the photo of the Hoppy Folly from New Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Looks tasty.
I think finally a mixed beer pack Mikey might be interested in.
Yeah, I saw that.
It had the Hop Kitchen, the Ranger, the Rampants, and the Citradelic.
Rampants.
Mm-hmm. 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 And yeah, no weird ass coffee beer mixed in.
No winter or beer.
Yeah, no porch, winter beer.
No white IPA.
Old beer they brought back.
Oh, actually they did. It was the Rye PA. Okay. That was the throwback in that one.
Well, that's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got IPA in the name, so it's okay.
But yeah, it wasn't some weird ass non-conforming.
Yeah, like doesn't belong with these other beers.
But if you want it, you got to buy these other four.
Yeah,
flavors you probably don't have any interest in.
Not your grandpa's banana beer. What? That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
In Portlandia. Damn it. I think they're sponsored by Dos Equis.
Yeah, another episode where they had Dos Equis.
So I wonder if that's why they can't
have any sure craft beer. I'm sure they are. Oh, maybe. Well, see, I'm not even asking them to feature like a specific craft beer, they have 1,000 characters. Why can't one of the characters be a brewer or a beer geek or something? It's fucking Portland.
Yeah.
Come on, Portlandia. Shape up.
Get better.
I'm a little worried about this season.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Getting worried, guys. You might be getting ready to jump the shark. You're like Roman. You're in the tank.
Did you just say jump
water,
the shark?
Water skiing around the shark, looking at the ramp. Yep.
Jump the tank.
They're about
way beyond jumping the shark. They're jumping the tank.
Yeah, they jump the whole fucking thing.
Jumping the tank, the shark is in.
What else? What else, bros?
Glenn Danzig is going to be on the next episode.
Well, that'll be good.
I wonder about his mother.
Here's when you know things are getting bad. My next note on my notebook just says beer.
Beer. Talk about beer.
Talk about beer.
Yeah, man, beer is just beer.
Beer, just be beer.
Just beer.
Like, just be beer. How about, just be the beer.
How about we just drink beer?
Be the beer you want to see in the
world.
How about
we not think and just drink beer?
Beer, 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 beer.
That was Gandhi's quote. Be the beer you want to see in the world.
All right. Hey. That's a good thing that
pretty sure every pretty sure that's what he said.
Good thing for every brewery owner to think about. Be some, the beer you want to be.
Some
make the beer you want to be.
Some may say I'm a beer, but I'm not the only one.
Nice. New segment, insert beer into every famous line you could think of.
Never. I was cycling through famous quotes and I couldn't come up with the right one.
Beer, I hardly knew. In my head.
What else? Anything else?
I'm trying to think of the Aerosmith song right now.
Oh, no.
I'm the beer. You're called Mr. Lebowski. Call the song
Stay Away. Just to hear you beering. Watch you beer as you beering.
So I'm every word is beer.
Far away and beering.
I'm just imagining it in my head. That's where I went.
He zoned out and glassy-eyed and singing Aerosmith in his head.
Now everybody.
How about some Lionel Richie?
Now everybody's already jumped to me. YouTube to watch that video game and video again, and
beer
not listening to us anymore.
Beer it the way it should be. Yeah,
natural beer.
natural
beer. I only drink natural beer. Indie natural beer.
Ice beers. 2016 ice beers. Anybody?
Ooh, yes.
Ice IPA.
That's what a good indie brewer needs to come up with is an ice beer.
Ice
beer. Retro beer.
Summer's coming.
That should be the style. Retro beer. And retro ice. Somebody's going to do ice. Somebody's going to do cold filtered.
Yeah. Ooh. Cold. Mountain spring water.
Draft in a can.
Olympia. It's in the water.
Especially how is lined. A beer not cold filtered?
Dude.
Shh. This is the only one.
This one is cold filtered. This one goes to 11.
That's the only temperature you do filter beer is cold.
Yeah, but this one does that.
When you usually.
We're the only ones talking about
it. We're the only ones putting it on our
cans. Yeah, we're the only ones bold enough to put it on our cans.
Usually when you cold crash, transfer, and carbonate beer. And even packaged beer, usually all of that is like 32 degrees.
But you didn't mention filter.
Yeah.
Transfer means filtering. No. God damn it.
Yeah, no, he gets that, bro. Learn marketing.
Nobody puts cold transferred on their can.
Cold transferred. You ever start putting that in their bottles. General Sherman, cold transfer.
Cold transfer.
Holy fuck, cold transfer, bro.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Did you know this?
Did you see this? There's going to be blog posts all over the internet. It's going to be thefullpint.com. Tauga Sequoia, cold transferring General Sherman IPAs now.
Oh, yeah, but is yours organically cold transferred?
Cold transferred. Why don't you just call it transferred? Okay? Why do you have to call it cold? We've been calling it just transferred all these years. Now you want to say it's cold transferred? Fucking hipsters.
Hey, man, why don't you guys open another beer? Sounds like a good idea to me.
Oh, wow. How have we gone this long without a new beer? What's going on tonight?
Matt,
we're falling off our game.
Man, that's why my notes just say beer. I didn't even finish that thought.
Maybe that was reminding you to open another beer.
Open. I have to start beer. Writing down.
Start open writing beer. Notes. Open beer at 25 minute mark. Open beer.
Open beer. Oh, I like the sound of this.
Please
what
tell
do
us
we got
what it is.
Here, Nick.
I totally didn't pass it to you because I totally know how to say the name of that beer. But for those of us at home,
where's Bells?
Is this what kind of transferring does this beer go through? Does it say on the bottle?
Oh, let's investigate this.
Warm transferred or cold transferred?
It's a barley wine ale.
Yeah.
Did you also at some point in your life get seduced by promising words like probably
cold transferred?
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Evil twin, cold distributed by.
Oh!
Ooh, almost. Cold distributed by
Evil Twin Brewing.
Wait, are they saying Evil Twin is cold distributed? All their beers?
No, I'm making
cold
this up.
Distributed.
I'm totally making that part up. It says nothing about cold. It just says distributed.
Russian River bottles do say cold transfer to your stomach.
Cold transfer. Transfer cold to stomach.
So back to the Bearded Brewer's original question. This is the Fruitian Slip.
What'd you call me?
Are you Armenian now? It's Freudian.
That's a sex move.
Fruitian
Slip. You guys didn't know that one? Oh, okay. Never mind.
Sex move?
How many people are involved in it?
Hey, baby. How's your transmission?
How many people do you want to be involved in?
Oh, that's the one you shifted forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, not into a reverse. Ooh, little black licorice on that one. That's new to a beer.
There's something in here.
It's cloudy. Little amberish.
There's a kick to color.
I was expecting this to be darker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Barley wine, man. 10.3%.
Wow.
Hey, wow.
Wow.
Wow, man. That's...
Ooh, foam. Foam it.
Yeah, that's maybe the twin needs a little thing.
Cool. He's using Nick just used the sonic foamer, foamed up his barley wine.
Now
Matt just did it.
Just to clarify,
on YouTube about us using the sonic foamer.
I had a question about it earlier. Somebody had mentioned they were just like, does the beer have to be carbonated for it to work? And I mentioned that, it's a good question. And I know if we put our glass of water on here and you hit the sonic foamer, doesn't do anything.
It does zero.
So obviously,
there has to be carbonation in there somewhere.
Obviously, it does something to what's left to carb. It could be, I assume, if it was once properly carbed and now it's low carb or just normal carb or a little older, it does something to release the bubbles to kind of make it more aromatic, which we probably explained that. It probably says it on the box, but it was a good question. It has to be a carbonated substance. Your apple juice, your water, your car keys, it's not going to do anything for them.
Let's foam all the things.
But yeah, so it was a good question.
Can we foam out there. A capped beer?
And that's, once again, the Sonic Foamer.
The Sonic Foamer. We're not getting paid. They just gave us one, so we talk about it. They wisely gave us one. See what happens when you give us stuff? We'll talk about it, your stuff.
Right.
We like talking about your stuff. You know,
if we had a New Belgium neon sign in here, that'd be pretty cool too.
Oh yeah,
just throwing that out there.
Yeah, we could use a neon sign. Great advertising. We'll put it on Instagram at Perfect Pour on Instagram.
What if somebody wanted to give you like one of those pool table lights, but it was like a Coors Light one or something? Would you accept it?
No,
that's nostalgia, bro. It's allowed.
Nah, nostalgia is allowed, bro.
Is it cold filtered?
Is it cold transferred?
Cold.
Transferred. It's cold as the Rockies, though.
Oh, okay.
Cold as that's New Belgium's line. Cold as the Rockies. Aren't they in the Rockies?
Yeah.
There you go. New Belgium.
There you go, New Belgium. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Taglining it up for you.
You're welcome. That ought to get ABM Bev's attention. Seem to want it. Is there anything else before we move into our voicemailing segment of the show?
I'm confused. When's looking out for?
Looking out for is later in the show.
Well, then carry on.
We're far too sober for looking out for.
Yeah, come on, bro. We're obviously sober.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Soberly tober.
Sorry, everyone.
Whoa.
We have a voicemail line.
You're holding out some crackers over there, bro?
Doesn't mind, bro.
He's
got a private stash.
He took the unbroken crackers. Palate
cleansing crackers.
He gave us all the broken, shitty crackers in the bowl over
crackers.
Here. And he's got some.
That's what a good host square. Does.
Yeah. God damn it.
Voicemail line 559-492-0542. That's where you can call us and tell us stuff about the show.
Did Kelly call this week?
I don't know.
Also, before I forget.
Yes.
This is important. Local news, not really
local. Local news.
I know we have the Lagunitas Mason jar. Some people still can accept having non-beer things. The Hernan Milburn Save Mart had them on sale for $2.99 a little glass. So they're they're handy to have.
Really? That's weird.
Tangent. Did that Save Mart get a crap ton of clown shoes the other day?
Not when I was in there.
The Bullard and First Save Mart has like a huge display now of clown shoes.
That's Brandon. He does that.
Well, he's hitting it hard. I don't know why.
Yeah. So Brandon, clown shoes. Brandon used to be at Clinton and Blackstone. And when they closed that, he went to Bullard and First. And so that's why he took out like, looks like a whole deli section and made it a beer.
No, this is up front.
Okay.
Like it was, it was supposed to be like a Super Bowl display and all of a sudden ended up just full of.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on? But yeah, the deli counter is still there in the back full of beer and it's full right now. With all the, it's all Bombers. Six packs are still in the regular beer aisle, but just a big ass display. I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah. Brandon Skipper, if you ever, I don't know. You might run into him there.
I met him before at Tioga.
Yeah, that's his store. And I mean, it's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Kicks ass and puts good beer in there.
Good job.
It's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have got shat ton of voicemails, folks. So
what?
Let's all sit back and relax.
Kick off
go take
shoes.
A potty break and then come back because here is voicemails. Maybe.
Patrol, eh? Anyways, this is To Your Beer, homes.
What's
you can
up?
Call me To Your Beer, or you can call me hashtag Indie Cholo.
Indie Cholo.
You know why? Because when you're with the homeboys, this say, and the cops chase you, they all run different directions, this say, and they kind of leave you on your own, which means you're kind of like independent cholo, you know what I mean? So I'm Indie Cholo now, but I like To Your Beer. Anyways, homes, a couple of beers that I've been drinking, let me see now. Mad River's barley wine. It said that shit was bomb, homes. It had a lot of malt, a lot of barley, and I guess it had fucking wine. I don't know, but that shit was cool, eh? I feel very sophisticated
it's
when I was drinking it, eh? Well, another one, Shark Attack. I think it's a double red ale or some shit like that. Really, homes. You know, us cholos, we don't go swimming. That's it. We don't go in the ocean. You know, because it kind of reminds us how our parents got to the United States. That's it.
But easy,
you know, and plus all that grease we got in our hair, it's kind of fucked up when you go swimming. That's it. And it looks like you're swimming, and there's like a ring of oil around you. Anyways, that's it. That was a good beer too, man. But it, you know, it kind of took a little bit to get used to. Anyways, that's it. Another beer, homes. Eclipse, homes, this shit was expensive.
Uh-oh.
It cost me a couple bucks to see. Anyways, what's with the fucking wax, homes? I had to take out a fucking tool bag to break open this punk ass bottle. Why are they putting wax on the caps? I understand they want to age it, but I don't want to. I want to drink it. I want to enjoy it. I want to get fucked up. Anyways, any tips on how to open this shit without breaking it? Because honestly, I almost got my hammer on and almost beat the shit out of the fucking bottle because it was also wearing the wrong colors. You know what I mean? Anyway, Holmes, how do you open a wax bottle, Holmes? I mean, check man tab. There's a bunch of tools everywhere. It took me 30 minutes. By the time I opened it, I didn't want to drink it no more, Holmes, but I still drink it. Oh, man. Smooth. Like my hyena.
Uh-huh.
Delicious, like my hyena.
Aye.
Age, like my abuelita.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of nasty.
Like your grandma.
Friendly homes, like the macho.
Chew your beer.
Damn.
Look for him on Untappd.
Eclipse.
The Bourbon Eclipse.
Barrel
Age. Bearded Brewer's good at opening wax bottles. You got to have a pocket knife.
Come on, this is Paul from Fairfax. We need one of those. Come on, Paul. I know you're in there.
Take your shiv, chew ya. And cut the top.
You just gotta
off.
Do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, opening wax bottles, I could do it.
Or,
oh, yeah, wax bottles, there's my tip. I can do it.
Punch the side and shotgun that shit.
Punch the side of the bottle?
Yeah. Little glasses here and there. No,
like
no
you should do.
Hey, great show. Just started picking up a few weeks ago. Got a question for Mikey. This is Evil Circle from Fontana, California.
All right.
Hey, just friend you on Untappd and want to know, since you're 10 beers away from.
Yes.
Number 1,000 distinct
only
beers.
Nine beers
what
now.
Is going to be your beer of choice for number 1,000? Want to hear the show on Friday? Love to know what you guys think.
Nice.
And we've got a suggestion from Mystery Caller.
Uh-oh.
What was your suggestion? Canilla from Knee Deep.
Oh, yeah.
That is from Mystery Caller from last week.
Oh, okay.
Talk to you guys. Love to hear the podcast.
I've had it.
This mango even keel could be your
thousandth
beer you usually put so much thought into.
Yeah.
And you usually screw it up and just check something together.
I'll forget.
What was I so careless?
I'll use some sort of bullshit beer that I'm like, oh shit, no, my thousand.
God, son of a.
Yeah, I'm at 991.
Crap bag.
On uniques.
Crap bag.
And yeah, I have 9 left. Well, tonight that yuzu will be 92.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you've never checked in Bud Light.
That Freudian slip will be 93. So I'm getting pretty close. It's not going to happen this episode, maybe, but
that's cute.
Maybe next
that's
episode,
cute, bro.
It might be next episode. I'm going to have to save that for next episode.
Yeah.
No, we can make it happen.
My 1,000th check-in. The unique check-in.
There. We can make it happen.
I know. We could. But come on. You got to build suspense.
Come on.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Perfect pour. I'm a huge fan.
He's back.
And I might go by the Mystery Man talking about in the past. Talking about hard root beers or hard sodas. Anyway, we're coming up on spring. We're coming up on barbecue season.
True.
And as far as what's a better beer pairing for chicken and beef. So if you're going for something a little bit more fatty, something a little bit more tooth with steak, what would I be looking for to pair it up with? As well as with chicken, a little bit more lighter. Where would I go with that? Just want to know your thoughts. See what you're up to. All right, thanks. Love you guys. Love the show. Love to hear your thoughts.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. Cheers. Best chicken pair with chicken?
Oh, you're gonna start barbecue with chicken. Damn you. Chicken? Barbecue chicken?
Yeah. Queuing, bro. We're queuing.
Queuing some bird, some fricassee.
It's always light. I'm going light.
Going light.
But I don't think IPA though. I don't think it's IPA.
You're still thinking pale ale territory.
I feel like a pale or a Kolsch.
I'm gonna say Cali Creamin'.
Oh, all right. With chicken, barbecue
with
chicken.
With a barbecue chicken.
All right, I can be down with that. Bearded Brewers thinking.
I'd be drinking Firefall Red.
Firefall Red. But that's a pizza beer.
Totes Pizza Beer.
Totes Pizza Beer. Still still good for chicken, too.
Not changing my answer.
What about some beef? You queuing some beef up? Ooh,
smoked porter.
Smoked porter, eh?
Smoked.
Like a stone?
Like a stone.
I was thinking,
like
an
Alaskan.
Coffee.
Alaskan thinking, smoked porter.
The coffee stout. Yeah, some beef.
It's for dinner.
Yeah.
All right. I do what I want.
Wait, I do what I want. All right.
What time of day is this?
Afternoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, smoke pork.
And if it was kebabs, I'd be drinking a duet. Chicken, beef kebabs.
Wow.
I'd be drinking some Alpine
sounds
duet.
That sounds good.
Do it.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey.
Brothers.
What up?
Maybe guest speaker. Got a question. Hold on. Jim from Fontucky, also known as I Beer Snob on Untapped. Want to know about your rating system. In my opinion, a 3-star rated beer should be something commercially available that doesn't really set itself apart from anything. It's super special. But commercially, nothing really too wrong with it. 4 stars, I think, is that fantastic beer that you always try and seek out if you're in some kind of nice little tap house. And a 5-star,
Five Star Boys, that's the whale. That's the perfect beer. Anyways, love your podcast. Love hearing from you guys. And maybe I'll hear myself talking next Friday. See ya.
Yes, you will.
Oh, yes, you will.
Thank you. Cheers. Yeah, everybody's untapped rating system is a little bit different. For me, like, 4 stars is, like, really a really solid beer. Mm-hmm. It's not, for me, it's not, like, over the moon. That's, I save that for 5 stars. So, 5 stars I take pretty seriously. 4 stars, I'm like, this is good, but I'm not going crazy about it, but it's good. 3 stars, I'm like, it's serviceable. And it, like anything below 3 stars is bad. That's that's not a good rating for me.
Yeah.
You got to get at least 3 stars to be.
And I think that's decent. A mind thing, because 2.5 stars is actually middle of the road.
Right.
On a 5-star system. But right, you put 2.5 and you look like a total dick. Like,
no, you're like, oh my God. Yeah. It's your problem.
Wow, this beer sucks. When actually 2.5 would be like, this is a good beer.
Yeah.
But for some reason, 3 seems to be the lowest.
Depends on your metric.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, you go for it.
I have 4 rating systems. I have 4.25, 4.75, 5, and no rating.
Oh.
So...
So all, it's a bad beer, you just don't rate it.
If it's just not my jam, it gets no rating.
I will do that when it's a style I'm not comfortable with, and it's, I don't like it, and it's a style I don't know well. Then I'll leave it alone because I don't feel like I should. I'm educated enough to rate it, so I'll just leave it.
Well, yeah, I mean that's just what it boils down to. You know, there's times where I go through, you know, like check-ins for Tioga. And you'll see those people where they'll rate General Sherman 1 star and they go, oh, Pine Trees. It's like, well, it's not that the beer was made bad. If we intentionally needed to be a little piney, you know, yeah, it's doing what it's supposed to. It's not why it should be a 1 star.
Right.
Pine Trees is code for not cold filtered.
Or transferred.
So,
or transferred.
They must have hot transferred this.
They hot transferred it.
So I'm hoping that the times.
Hot transfer. That's a new band, new jazz band.
new jazz band
in Fresno called Hot Transfer.
I just hope that when other breweries see me check into their beers and it has no rating, they just understand that it didn't quite necessarily stand out to me, and it's just purely there for a reminder of my own behalf.
All right.
Well, you could never get that across, though, because even if you don't, rate it low because you don't personally like it, everyone's going to think it's a bad beer. And if you put, I'm just not into the style, then they're going to ask, why did you rate it then? It's like, oh, idiots.
Yeah, can't wait.
I'm doing this to remind myself that I didn't care for it last time. I'm not saying it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying.
You need to get that unique check-in, bro.
Yeah. And you can't give it 4 stars just because it's a good beer, but you don't like it. Because then you'll never remember that you didn't like it, and you'll go buy it again. You're like, shit, oh, why did I buy this?
I rated 4 stars. It must be pretty good. 4.
Because beer memory sucks.
I didn't have much memory. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm brewing.
Yeah, Scotty B.
Yeah, I'm not driving right now. Can you guess what I'm brewing, though? Take a guess. Go ahead. Try.
Black
IPA.
Black IPA. Hibiscus.
Try.
It's got hibiscus
in it. Get that?
No, I just said it.
My second Scotch Ale.
Oh,
I wanted to give you guys some of this. I have some of the first one I made. It's a little too sweet, so I adjusted the recipe a little to give it a little more bitterness to balance out with the malty sweetness. And I think this one's going to be even better. The first one was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good, but not good enough for you guys, okay?
Aww.
So I'm making it again. Should be better, and you can count on a growler of it coming your way. This one takes a little while to be ready, though. A couple months at the earliest, probably. But don't worry. You're going to get some. I still have some black IPA, though, that I want to drop off to Matt.
That's what I hear.
I'll get around to doing that real soon, before the next show. Well, you'll probably be having it, drinking it, while you're listening to this voicemail or before or somewhere around that time. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Oh, wait. Wait a minute.
What?
There's something else I wanted to say.
Scotty Me.
You know who would be a cool guest to have on your show?
Who, Scotty Me?
Do you? You know what I'm thinking?
Who?
Go ahead, guess.
No.
Who am I thinking that you should have as a guest on your show? Give up?
I give up. Mike Sardin.
Your beer, eh? All that stuff. Yeah, that would be so cool. That would be awesome to have that guy as a guest through the whole show. Do like a 2-hour show, too.
Do they have Skype in the body?
And Chingao. Well, he didn't really say Chingao, but, you know, him doing his thing, him being Chewy.
See if he can keep character. Beer, that would keep be awesome. Staying character.
Well, anyway, keep up the great work. And I'm brewing.
I'm brewing, Scotty B.
More beer.
He's giving us, he's brewing us more beer, man.
Sweet.
Medal award winning homebrewer, Scotty B.
Scotty Daily B Works is Brewing.
He is ready for hire. You want to hire, you need an assistant brewer? Scotty B, award winning brewer. Just saying.
Perfect for podcast.
Yeah, that's
Jake. State Farm.
Yes.
Yes. Right here in Russian River.
What?
Doing what nobody wants to do, waiting a fucking line. For fucking Pliny the Younger. I'm sorry, your rating's going up right now on Apple Podcast. Adults only now. I'm here with the Justin, and I'm here with my brother. We are enjoying pizza, wheat, all the Russian River you can think of. And the Younger is amazing.
Wait, he's inside. Okay, he's inside. That was in line.
Ooh.
Hey, Perfect Form. We are loving this. Don't know if it was worth 8 hours a second time. Definitely worth it the first time.
8 hours in line.
And we're going to hope to not pull a Mikey last year and drop one.
Drop a beer.
Don't do it, bro.
Help this,
don't drop your beer.
Great episode as usual. And I look forward to listening to it. Here's Jake.
Got to have us on again, buddy.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Down. Not going to happen.
State Farm.
No.
Never again.
Thank God somebody called us, though, from the younger release from Russian River. Yeah, I was there last year and maybe...
Dropping beers.
Maybe I just felt like dropping the Younger on the floor.
Mike gives no fucks.
Because that's the thing
fucks.
You do. If you're an indie beer geek, that's what you do. I was like, had it, and then dropped it. Boosh.
I'm out.
And I was like, boom, mic drop.
Boom.
And I walked away.
Hey,
went and bought a t-shirt.
You chicks want to see my light bar?
Yeah, light bar.
I got a light bar in my truck.
Anyone want to come out and see my light bar? I was like, what the fuck? Hey, who wants to come out and see my light bar? This Younger shit, huh?
It's huge.
It's a huge light bar. I can light this whole fucking place up. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys.
I'm out of here. Boom. Full Younger.
Do you want this?
Do that. Walk outside in the line, in front of the line, and just like, you want this? And then just flick it out into the street.
Like a dead cigarette.
What's up?
Sup? I got a light bar.
I can do that. Set? I've got a light bar and a podcast.
And then you
got
to turn on light bar before anybody can answer. Just shine it in their eyes. Like, no, we don't want to see
flash
it.
Flash the light bar in the Pliny line.
What's up, baby? To your beer again.
Oh, yeah, he's back.
Literally, just calling to bug you. Nah, not really. But I got a question, eh? Maybe you can answer it. Well, check this out, eh? Pliny the Younger, what's the big hype, Holmes? What is it with Pliny the Younger?
Only Mike can
I've had
that.
The elder, Holmes. That's pretty good. But why is it only 2 weeks or whatever? And why do you have to camp out? Why can't I just pick that up at the liquor store, eh? So can you explain that to me? And also, because I was going to drive over there, but fuck that. It's like 9 hours or something.
Yeah, don't
do
that.
I don't think I have enough gas money for that. So,
you got to drive through the valley.
Let me know, Holmes. I have to watch you.
You know, if you're in L.A., you could make a Fresno stop on your way up to Santa Rosa. But no, Pliny the Younger, their triple IPA,
the triple version of Pliny the Elder. It is only available for 2 weeks at the brewery and various other little places that pops up at, mostly in California and Philadelphia. And it is the quintessential triple IPA, just like Pliny is the quintessential West Coast double IPA. So it is like the biggest beer geek want line thing. It's like the Star Wars of beer, the Pliny the Younger line. I feel like everyone should do it once at least. Wait in line for Pliny the Younger. And I don't, you know, at this point, it's so many people have triple IPAs and so many beer releases that it's not, that luster is a little bit off now just because there's just so much out there anymore. Yeah, but it still commands. It's still like Justin and Jake waited 8 hours to get inside. And let me tell you, like, when you get in, it is like, when you're in line, you're just like, God, this is bullshit. I'm never doing this again. Why the hell would I? This is dumb. This is the dumbest thing ever. But once you get in, you're just like, fuck yeah, that was so worth it. This is the best thing that's ever happened in beer ever. This is so awesome. So it's just one of those things. So I would recommend everyone, every beer geek, do it at least once. But you don't need to do it anymore. I've done it twice, and it's not. I do not have an interest in doing it
The second time.
Yeah,
threw second your time. Beer across the room.
But it's cool to be in that. It's a culture moment, and
you 80s Nerf footballed that beer.
Yep. Whew. So there's my 2 cents about Pliny the Younger. I'm getting kind of parched.
It's a little dry.
I love gold.
That was definitely a 22 sound.
I'm going 22.
Definitely. Oh, wait. Maybe I saw it.
Oh, damn it. We cheated.
Cheaters.
Whoops. I used my big glass.
Wow. I can hear that. That sounds like an IPA. Maybe a pale.
Ooh.
What have we? Whoa! You're already going to. You can't go it right off the bat. That's misuse of the sonic foamer, sir. The bearded brewer has poured himself a fresh glass, and he's already sonic foaming it. What do we have here, bearded brewer? What is
do
going
we
on
have here?
It's not a failure to communicate.
It was bottled on 1/2016.
Oh, spit it out.
We have from Ooh. Bike Dog, which I believe is Sacramento. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have a Mosaic Pale. And that's what it says. Mosaic Pale. Drink it.
Bike Dog Brewing out of Sacramento, California. Mosaic Pale. Small batch. West Sacramento.
Still a little too cold. We want it.
Cold transferred?
Is this cold transferred?
I believe this beer should be called Sweet Baby Jesus.
That is Mosaic.
They are West Sacramento, brewed and bottled in West Sacramento, California. Small batch beer, West Coast, Sacramento. They keep saying the same thing. Your best friend loves this beer.
I don't know what that he does.
I was hoping that was going to be a mom joke, but...
Your mom loves it.
Share with a friend.
Wow. This is quite excellent.
Mm-hmm. There is
fresh Mosaic, man. You can't beat fresh Mosaic. Wow.
Yeah, no, I was staring at the Whole Foods, and
it is too cold at the moment.
Turns out I do love gold.
Needs to warm up a little bit.
But I was at Whole Foods in Oakland, and I was staring at the beer cooler, and I was realizing in the past 3 years that I've now done this, it's becoming a little bit less cool. Because we're getting some of the same stuff in Fresno now. So I was like, okay, Fort Point, we got it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, Track 7, we got it. This and that. And so I just started crossing things off the list. And I tried to find different stuff. And there's this little blue cap sitting at me on the third shelf up.
Ooh, the blue cap. You hear that, marketers?
Yeah.
They use the blue cap, and that got his attention.
The fucking blue cap caught my eye, and then I brought my eyes down, and it's all Bike Dog Brewing. And I was like, oh, my God, It's one of those things where it's a bike, dog.
Oh, my gosh. A bike and a dog.
It merged.
I like those things.
I like both of those things. Yeah,
so and it's on a beer. I like all three things.
And I was like, I've seen this in my social media. I think we talked about it. I don't think we've ever tried it. And then I was just like, fuck it. And they had three of them. And I only bought two. And I think they had a stout. And I wish I would have bought it. I opted for something else. And I could have afforded it. I was right there. There was no good reasoning. I was just dumb.
Mm. Well, this is excellent. Yeah, excellent choice here. Bike Dogs Mosaic Pale. We're recommending it.
Is it a five?
I'm not finding anything wrong with this.
Yeah, what's the your untap rating going to be?
It'll be a 4.75.
Hey, Perfect Horror Podcast. It's Kelly.
Kelly! No. Golden Guy, Kelly.
I am currently enjoying for happy hour an Aurora Hoppy Alice.
Oh, shut up.
So good.
So looking out for it.
Shut up. Get some. You like it.
Rub it in.
Everyone's doing Scotty B.
Annual Vanilla Bean Barrel Age Rec Alley. Draft only.
What?
So,
draft only.
Anywho, the post Super Bowl shit.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that? It seems like Budweiser's definitely, you know, they're not going to stop with their whole
Budweiser
campaign.
Manning.
The whole like
Budweiser hates beer geeks
on the Facebook page. I found like the whole fruit cup comment that they said was pretty rude and offensive on a few different levels. And I wanted to know what your guys' thoughts were on it too. Seemed like there was a lot more backlash this year too. You know, more breweries like Speakeasy, Brewdogs. Even like Kitty's Bay Brews commented on it, and Modern Times, and everybody had issues. So that was pretty interesting. But yeah, just want to pick your brain, guys. Also, something slowly but surely I'm working on is actually blogging again.
Yes.
What?
Word.
Blogging's cool.
Yeah, I'm finding some areas that are not a conflict of interest for work that I think are going to be more interesting to people too, and not just like, hey, check this place out. It's cool. Anywho, let me know if you guys have any recommendations for stories, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Kelly, she made it all the way through. It didn't cut off or anything.
Nothing.
That was a complete voicemail. Well done, Kelly. Good job, Hoosecraft, with a W and an H. Hoosecraft.
Did anybody write down those questions?
She's learning the technology.
No, like talking about post-football. Did you guys, you two aren't sports guys. Did you even watch the Super Bowl? I was thinking that, like watching, I was like, I wonder if Nick and Matt are even watching this.
I was traveling back from Oakland, so I did not see it. But the year previous, I did watch it because I was winning $150.
Oh, you're like, gambling, I'm in.
This year, nobody did a Super Bowl poll, so or that I was involved with, so money's, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
The money's Lebowski.
Money Lebowski.
It could not have worked out any better for me. I walked outside to have a beer. Other people joined me, and we sat outside the whole time with no television.
What?
Inside,
where was this?
Out at the Cadillac Ranch.
Oh, okay.
The Mofo Party Lounge.
Oh, and you just drank.
We just drank beer and barbecued and had no football.
Wow. Look at you. Look at you.
Actually, it was funny. All the fellas were outside drinking craft beers, indie beers. And the ladies were inside watching the football.
Yeah, because they want to watch the commercials.
They were watching the commercials.
Have you seen the Budweiser commercial?
No,
though,
I still
online?
Haven't seen it except for what Kelly posted.
Basically,
the screenshot of the.
Basically, they didn't like last all that flack they got for making fun of beer geeks last year. They just said fuck it, we're doubling down. We'll just do it again. And basically, they had this defiant of. You know, fuck you. We do what we want, kind of thing. And it was basically another hit at craft beer, It's
just, sorry, my mic's getting up. Sorry, you were saying?
I changed that cable.
No. Don't, just ignore me. Go back to what you're saying.
Wow.
Get back. Come on.
But like revive not it. Making fun of Fruit Cup and or definitely not a Fruit mm-hmm. Cup, and that was like a big line. And yeah, Modern Times is awesome. They're just like the other their series are. They're like definitely a Fruit Cup. They're just very. They put out a picture after that of like they showed a series of beers and it was like definitely a Fruit Cup and owning it and like it. I mean, they just keep pissing. We talked about it last week. Like, there's a marketing way that Budweiser could do it where they're not pissing off beer geeks. They could just be like, "Hey, we've been doing this for such a like." For some reason, they have to swipe at craft beer all the time, and it's just weird that they would do that. Since they buy craft beer.
Totally. I mean, they've been called piss water for so long. You got to imagine they're a little pissed off.
All right. I can understand that.
Yeah. But hey, if they're gonna keep coming, we're gonna keep indie beering.
Yep. No, well, they keep every year. They lose market share to craft beer. But they're still huge. I mean, it's not like they're losing money. They're still making a shit ton of money. Just less shit. The shit ton is smaller is all.
So they're just catering to their audience more by poking at us.
I guess. I don't know. I don't think.
Or do you think they're? You think?
But people, I don't think their audience like thinks about that. Do you like think obviously be we've like, seen.
Oh,
this
I wonder
this
what they're talking
beer.
About. Let me try this.
Yeah.
Non. Yeah. Budweiser beer.
Because. We've seen this with this whole indie beer thing is how many people actually don't think about where their beer comes from or give a shit about it. And
yeah. Well, yeah, for many, it's too hard to even think about.
They're just like,
you see 12 taps and you're like, just give me that one.
Yeah.
I don't want to even, I don't even.
There's still a huge gap that craft beer hasn't closed yet. So. And there's still a huge amount of voicemails this week.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
And Fairfax.
The walrus was Paul.
Hey, so I really, really enjoyed the Scotty B. Perfect Pour tribute song. Because who doesn't love a bottle in the back door? But
yeah, really.
Since we all now know what Scotty B. listens to while he's driving, I kind of thought it was going to sound more like, I'm not sick of the perfect pour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next
for those
level.
Of you that don't remember, that's the Selena Gomez song that was playing while he butt dialed you.
That was one of the best like calls ever.
I think it was Tony Bagg's idea of the Perfect Pour bottle share.
Mm-hmm,
I've been thinking for a while that you guys should do a Perfect Pour listener appreciation party at Tioga Sequoia.
I'll be there.
At first, I thought that was a good idea.
We'll be there.
I thought of all the reasons why it could go dead wrong.
Oh,
like,
no.
You know, Scotty B and Chew Your Beer would get in a wicked fist fight over what the best barley wine was.
Wow.
I would drink way too much Midnight Lightning, and I'd start flirting with Rad Stacy, and her boyfriend would kick my ass. And then I'd start flirting with Kelly, and her boyfriend would kick my ass. And then I start flirting with Scotty B, and he'd kick my ass.
Nah,
I'd
be in there.
Or maybe he'd shove a bottle at my ass. Either
in the back
way,
door.
Don't say I didn't warn you. Go ahead and have your party. But if you do, the blood is on your hands. Hey, you guys recall a while back I called and told you the story of the brewing coffee with beer that was a surprising delight?
Yeah.
Well, my recent idea
I'm
was...
I'm going to do that.
They brew stout with oatmeal, so why not stout on your oatmeal?
Yeah, really.
That sounds dirty.
Whipped up a delicious bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah.
Poured an old Rasputin all over it.
Oh, yeah.
What, it was absolutely disgusting.
Oh!
Revolting. Don't ever try that. Don't try this at home, people. I do it here, so you don't have to.
Thank you, Paul.
Learn from my mistakes. And speaking of learning from my mistakes, don't let Scotty B shove a bottle up your ass.
All right.
Check. See you guys later.
Well,
I think Paul just figured out why beer is not hot transferred.
Stout, good. Oatmeal stout, better. Stout on your oatmeal, terrible.
Yeah, horrible. There. That's good because I was waiting for it. Like, oh, it's going to be gray. I'm like, oh, I'm going to try that.
That was terrible.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm still going to try it. I have this feeling I'm still going to be like, he's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And try it and then be like, oh, fuck, he was right.
Damn it, he was right.
Hey, Perfect Four. It's Kyle. So I can't help but feel like there's a logical next evolution to the show. And I know I, as a fan, would really, really think it would be awesome if there was some sort of gathering and swag. I think we all want swag, especially this with the cool new
back-to-back
logo.
Back-to-back gathering.
I don't know what logistics would look like or if it's even possible, but maybe like a Perfect Four night at one of the local breweries. Maybe Tioga Sequoia. Who knows? Maybe Black Ops once they move. Just feel like there's a growing community of people that support and are supported by the show, and it'd be great to actually see some faces. So let me know what you think. I think a lot of listeners would love it. Peace.
Wow, that's back-to-back calls, you know, looking for us to have a meetup, essentially.
Looks like we need to make something happen.
I know. We do.
The ball's in your court, Perfect Four.
Balls?
Damn it, I hate when the ball's in my court. Get this ball out of my court.
See that guy's balls?
We got to figure out.
They're weird.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Why are they in his court? He loves it in the court. We've got to figure out an event, I guess. Mm-hmm. During, Fresno Beer Week. It's coming, right? What's the Fresno Beer Week date? It's in May. It's in May.
Yeah, because Suds has been.
Are you on the committee?
No, but I was supposed to be, and then I didn't do it.
No, but I was supposed to be. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Totally. I had emails that are like,
you should put that in your Twitter bio. I was supposed to be on the Fresno Beer Week committee. Like, oh, fuck, this guy's industry
potential.
Tell that to Danner, douchebag Danner in Boulevard. Say, hey, bro. I am industry. I was supposed to be in the Fresno Beer Week committee, bro. Okay? So, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm industry. My God.
You're not.
Yeah. Don't you even have a beer week?
Like, what's your beer week? I almost planned our beer week. Uh-huh. So, what did you do?
I almost showed up to a meeting to plan our beer week.
I was thinking about a meeting that beer week people had, and I was like, I might go to that. And then I didn't, but I thought about it. So, suck on that.
Suck it.
Motherfucker.
Suck it. How about 559? Are they open?
I don't think so.
Hey, guys.
I don't know anything
it's
about them.
Diamond.
Uh-oh.
Diamond!
Oh. Uh-oh.
Why is he so sad?
I'm drunk.
Oh. That's why.
Drunk.
Sad drunk.
So good. Oh, that, by the way, was a two-carded ale. Why am I drinking?
Why are you drinking, Diamond?
Government. Michigan
government.
Decided to pass a law where...
It's the... You're in a boondoggle, Diamond!
Oral sex and anal sex is now illegal.
I heard about that.
I'm going to let you finish laughing.
It's illegal in your state.
We're sad, actually.
That's a boondoggle.
A law-abiding citizen.
Obama. That's Obama's fault.
Tell the wife.
We can't do it anymore, wife.
Or
sorry, wife.
Do I just
no eating for you tonight?
Go to sleep. Sad.
Oh,
well, I need
some more of this bike.
Sir, it's a good thing that doesn't like being told what to do when the government is running things. No, if they could just get off their ass and legalize weed,
right?
Other than medical use, maybe that would counterbalance some of the bullshit.
I think he's covering up his phone mic. That's not our bad. You know what happens when you're on the floor and you're trying to call people. You're like, we had some good times together, didn't we?
Satisfaction.
Like, why don't you just go over?
On the floor?
Yeah, hell? I've been on the floor making calls.
No.
Yes.
and it's still being cold. And hey, Paul, from Fairfax, they picked me up.
Yes!
Just wanted to say thanks. Hey, Scotty, I know you're driving. How about you get back?
I love our voicemail as the message board.
All right. What's the update on that IPA with no hops?
Yeah, come on, Scotty. I'm getting us an update on that.
You guys really had, like...
Again, this is his phone. I can't fix this right now.
Not so much where we could listen in to what you guys are saying. We could just randomly text in. Like, maybe just read some Twitter stuff off. It'd be hilarious. Just saying. I don't know.
We could live... We could watch our Twitter feed while we're recording.
Hold on.
Maybe do that.
Okay, maybe five. Yeah, hey, cheers. Keep it going. Woo!
Thanks, Simon.
He's a woo girl now.
Yeah, I just thought the same thing. He became a woo girl.
Totally woo girl.
All right, one more voicemail. 559-492-0542. Put it in your phone, dude.
Who could it be?
You can be in the show, just like everybody.
Guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
I'm driving.
Maybe that is our
phone. Anyway, I just want to get
those diamonds.
If Matt is able to get that black IPA to you, that's actually Steven Zach's black IPA. Black at you.
Black at you.
I dry hopped it with a good half name. Pound of Galaxy.
Damn.
He dropped it differently. I didn't have a sample of his black IPA. You know, whatever he dropped his with. Anyway, it's actually his recipe. We brewed it together, and I fermented it at my house, and I dry hopped it
tip, bro?
My own way. With
did you cold transfer?
Pound of Galaxy.
Did you cold transfer?
It's really hoppy, and I have a little issue.
He's not talking about his transfer technique.
Totally.
Really overcarbonated. It was mostly foam. And
what about the transfer?
What was your transfer temperature?
Sorry about that. I hope
transfer tip, bro.
But anyway, I just wanted to give a little explanation as to what the hell it is I gave you guys. So if Matt's able to give it to you.
Yeah, Matt, are you able to get that to us?
That's what I gave you.
For the show?
There it is there.
You have it, Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep now because I got to get up early.
Oh, man.
Have a great show.
Fuck work.
And I'm about to be sleeping.
That was a new one. I'm about to be sleeping.
Now I'm going to see that. It's like I'm going to like have that, you know, where you kind of partially nod off and it's like you're running and you trip and you actually jump. And I'm going to be sleeping and be like, hey, Chief, I'm sleeping. I'll be like, oh, wait, okay, nobody's here.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That was Diamond felt the same way. I'm about to be sleeping.
I'm about to be sleeping. Hey guys, I'm sleeping. That was voice notes. What are we drinking here? What's sleep our update dialing on what we're drinking? We have one email voicemail.
We're still drinking the Mosaic.
We still got this Mosaic from Bike Dog is excellent.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
It's good.
It's very nice. There beer. Is.
Excellent beer.
I can't find anything wrong with this beer.
I'm happy my first Bike Dog was a good Bike Dog.
Yay. Bike Dog rule.
So what would happen if a Bike Dog ran you over?
I would cuddle him. You're amazing. You're a dog and you're riding a bike. You're perfect.
You're the best.
Have some beer.
Yes.
Now I can't find Cody's email.
Oh, we know it's from Cody.
No. All right. Well, maybe that will come back later in the show. Cody emailed us voicemail. So.
Oh.
But I'm currently.
Is he reprimanding you for bro voice?
Currently, not this time, I don't think. Apparently, I'm having problems finding it. So, do we need to open a new beer? Or are we okay?
Happens to be a new beer.
Oh, okay. Well.
Looks like it wants
time
to be
opened. It's time for Bincott. Bincott drinking. Dun, 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 dun. Let's open our Untappd. Figure out what we all have been drinking in the past week. I am Dorktown on Untappd. And Untappd has now been updated. Their buyout. Their buyout has already paid off.
Yeah, that was quick.
The new features, one of them is you can scan
the barcode,
which Mike promptly broke.
I broke it already. I scanned the Kern River gravity check, and they're like, nope, that's not a beer.
Wrong. Shut down. Shutting down your phone.
I didn't know that one, but I had scanned a beer before. Like, when you hit that little beer thing, when you search for a beer, instead of searching, there's a thing in the top right corner. You hit that. It's got some bars on it. And you hit that, and then it'll bring up your camera.
Laser
and
light.
Then you can scan the barcode, and it will. And if it's in their system, it'll bring it up, and you don't have to search for it. It's just, boom, just comes up. So that's one cool feature. The other one I really like is for your friends, you can make groups of your friends. So I'm beginning to make a group for Perfect Pour, just people that listen to the Perfect Pour. So I can just follow untap people on that listen. Nice. So if you want to make sure you're in that group, let me know.
Now, you iPhone 6ers have an extra feature that us poor folk don't have.
Oh, really? What is that?
I was going to ask you that. What is some 3D?
Oh, I've heard about some. I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
So the newest iPhones, they have what they call 3D touch. It not only senses your touching, but it could sense how much pressure you're applying to the screen.
That's what she said.
And
everything from to a
So versus a physical click, there is a digital click by pressing harder on the screen. So they're saying that there's supposed to be certain features in the phone that if you hold them down, it's supposed to unlock secret menus or something like that.
Secret. Like a double-double, like a 4x4?
Yeah, 4x4. Or animal style
fries.
Animal style fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, like animal style. Well, there.
In-N-Out burger beers. Why does In-N-Out not serve beer?
Oh, my gosh. I think they're busy now.
Hashtag places that should serve
beer. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Places that should serve beer.
Fresno Breakfast House.
So I had a slow week of drinking again. Okay. Yet again, another slow week. Mostly from being broke and busy with work and house projects and no money. All
just say the word, man.
All just came together
I'll donate some beer.
No. No, man, I'm too proud for that. No, but I did get
unless it's TDA.
I did get something interesting. I got to go to Eureka Burger.
What?
And so I'm at.
Apparently
so
you're not that broke.
I'm at Eureka Burger, and
that's why he is broke. Yeah,
right. Your meal was $270.
I'm at Eureka Burger. I kept ordering something in there, and she come back. No, the tap is blown. That's blown. I ordered another IPA. Tap blown. A third one. Nope. Tap blown.
What's your seventh choice?
Yeah. So I finally
okay,
was.
Okay, at this point, your beer should be free.
I got an Easy Jack, was the first one, which was fine.
Lame.
I was like, whatever. This is great.
Nope. That's.
So the second one was they always have one nitro. And I'm like, so what's your nitro one? And she's like, I don't know. Let's go check. And it's the one cool witch. The one waitress, she's been there for a while.
Yeah.
And she's really, she knows us and she's really super nice. But she, you know, she went and checked. She's not a beer geek, so whatever. And she's all, oh, it's like a chocolate stout. Mm-hmm, and I'm like, all right, give me that. Like, not, she didn't know the name, nothing. And I was like, yeah, okay, just give me that. And then after order, I'm like thinking like, oh shit, what if it's a buyout beer? Like what if it's some sort of ballast point that like, what did I just do?
10 barrel yeah, chocolate stuff.
Like, and so she came back with it. So I'm like, do you know, like what the name of the beer is? She's like, I don't know. Like, I could check. And I'm like, she went back to the bartender and check. And she's like, oh, it's from Fieldwork. I don't know. I'm like, Fieldwork? It's from Fieldwork? I just randomly ordered a beer and it's from Fieldwork. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's all I needed to know. Good. Thank you. And oh my God, it's the chocolate milk brown from Fieldwork.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, it was good. Damn. Holy fuck. It was, the aroma was amazing. The taste was amazing. And I'm not a milk stout, brown person, but it was this chocolate milk brown.
You're not a brown person?
I'm not a brown person at all, but I support them. And, but I support them.
I support.
That was my Obama. It was so good. Holy, I was like, shit. Yes. I was like, that. I just thought it was awesome that I just blindly ordered it and it ended up being a Fieldwork, which is like the hot brewery fucking in California right now. I highly recommend it. I doubt if it's still there, but if it is, go hurry.
Yeah, because nobody knows what it is. So yeah. I guarantee
just get
still
the there. Nitro at Eureka Burger. So what have you guys been caught drinking? Beer to Brewer 87 on Untappd.
last night, I had some time to enjoy a blind pig, so I did that.
Well, how you get a blind pig?
I know a guy.
A guy? Mm-hmm. Did he come from Santa Rosa?
Yep.
Oh. And was it Jake from State Farm?
No.
What?
It was my coworker, John. His sister lives up there, so he goes and stays at her house and brings back beer.
Oh. He's a good guy.
Yeah. A double dry hop Sherman was enjoyed over the weekend. An old Viscosity from Port. That was a good one. Rush Hour Coffee Stout. The City. It's a beer we've had on here before. It's okay. Stays okay. And then I was at Forge Pizza. And I was looking at the menu. And there was an Iron Springs beer on draft. What? I mean, it was the stout, and I just pictured, it's like, I asked the waiter and I was like, you have a smoked black lager and you have this oatmeal stout on. And I'm like, which beer should I go for? And he's like, well, the difference is one is kind of smoked. And I was like, no, I'm all, they're all local breweries. Which one should I get? You know? And he's like, well, personally, I'm not a big fan of, and I was like, shut up.
Like, you already know more. Stop saying
that. Yeah. So, and he kept talking in the whole time there. I just imagined Paul walking up going, hey, it's Paul from Fairfax. You should have my local brewery, which is Iron Springs. But he wasn't there to convince me.
Paul, why weren't you there?
He wasn't there to convince me.
Where the hell were you, Paul?
I was just looking for that friend. Hey, it's Paul from Fairfax. And it's just like he introduces himself like that, even though I've seen him before.
Yeah. Just walks up to everything. I'm Daryl. This is my brother Daryl.
So
the
whole point was, they forgot about us when we got there. Amazing pizza. Fucking amazing pizza. I had the smoked prosciutto and spinach pizza. Mm. Fucking amazing. Mm. But they forgot about us when they seated us. So then there was like 10 people helping us after that to make up for it.
Yeah.
And every one of them was like, it says you have a rotating IPA handle. What's that? And they're just
nobody
like,
knew.
Yeah, and there's all, oh, it's hella hoppy is what it is. And I was like, that fucking sounds like me.
Yeah.
Let's get the hell hoppy. And the other guy comes back. Oh, so we're out of that? And I was like,
I hate that shit, dude.
And I'm all, what do you have? And he's like,
they don't know how to deal with beer, like beer educated people. They're just used to dealing with like people that are like, what's that beer? Is that beer? Yeah, it's beer.
Okay, give me that beer.
Is it cold transferred?
I'm sorry, is that cold transferred? Let me check the board.
Well, what got me was they had 12 beers on tap. 10 of them were on the menu, and 2 were rotating. So I was like, that's not hard to keep track of. They're all local breweries within, like, come on, within guys. Seven. They were all within 30 miles. All the breweries on the menu.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, can, there was 10 of them.
Just take 5 minutes when you start your workday to just like, here are the taps.
Yeah.
These are the beers.
And so he came back and the final guy, he was like, he's all, we have Otis IPA and he's all, we have Proving Ground. And I was like, who are they from? And he's all, well, I know Proving Ground is from Magnolia. And I was like, okay. So he gave me a sample and right off the bat, I was like, okay, I want a Proving Ground. So I had one of those. And I was just like, that Otis wasn't bad. And I was like, I'll have one of those Otis. And And I asked him, I was like, who's that from? And he's like, I actually don't know. And he's all, I'll check. He never checked.
He didn't really check.
And it was from Alameda. And so those were the two beers I got to try while I was there. So when I was at, I mean, that, you know, that I didn't,
you didn't get to go to field work.
So that was the thing. It was a family birthday party. I didn't have a car and I was trapped in the Oakland Hills. So I wasn't really accessible to anything. So getting the bottles at Whole Foods was the best I could do for the podcast. But
you did good there.
We at least made it out for dinner and they're just like, we understand you want to have a beer. And I was like, they had good selection, but it was just like, if they had field work on draft, it'd be like field work brewing. And it'd be like Kolsch, you know, that was the thing. Yeah, and there was a couple of breweries and it's like, it went from light to dark.
Yeah. You didn't want.
Yeah. And I was just like, I don't want a fucking Kolsch from field work.
Damn it.
Yeah. But it was something like that.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. The Russian River Tulip Browns. Like, who the fuck is that? Nobody wants that.
We haven't come that far in beer geekdom, indie craft beer geekdom. There's still a lot of ways to go.
We're still entry level, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're still noobs.
So, but anyways, my point being, I would like a local pizza joint to do a smoked prosciutto on a pizza.
Oh.
It tastes really good.
Hmm. Interesting.
Popolo's now has a spicy Hawaiian with two kinds of bacon.
Yep.
Two kinds.
Bacon and two. Canadian bacon.
Bacon, so bacon, it's really one Canadian topping. Bacon. American bacon, Canadian bacon. Mm-hmm.
And jalapenos, right?
Yes. Hence the spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The Nick 80.
Hello.
On Untapped.
Drink, Hills Bills, drink.
What have you been doing?
So my Sunday shenanigans include beers such as...
Your Super Bowl party that didn't involve the Super Bowl.
My Super Bowl avoidance party. How do you kill 3.5 hours without watching a game? This is how you do it. You start off with a Daylight from Track 7.
All right.
Which was sold to me as a hoppy amber.
Somebody sold that to you.
Yes, and I was
this is a bad bill of goods right here.
I'm like, is it an amber? They're like, yes, but it's a hoppy amber. I'm like, okay, but is it an amber?
Yeah, but it's an amber.
Where's
the
hop level coming in at this? I don't want an IPA. If I want an IPA, I'll just get Panic.
Right.
Just tell me now.
Panic is wasting my time. Excellent.
And that the Daylight actually happens to be a kick-ass amber ale with just enough, just a touch of the hops.
Just a skosh.
A squee. And then you move on to some big-ass beers. Beers such as...
Such as and such.
Blackberry Barley Wine from the Lips of Faith. New Belgium series.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
Is that like a new?
Or? Yeah, it's a recent release from them. Maybe 2 weeks ago. I kind of sat on it for a little bit. Yeah.
Where's that at?
That was...
Your mother's tobacco.
Your mother. Fig Tree.
All right.
Fig Tree had that one. I think that came out the same time as the Sweet Spot. I think I bought those two at the same time. Sweet Spot, IPA from Mother Earth.
Mother Earth.
And then the Blackberry Barley Wine. What else do we... Oh, I had the... Scotty B was talking about the Black Atcha from Garage Door Brewing. So I had Steven's version of his Black IPA, the one that he hopped.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't tried Scotty's yet, the half that Scotty took and hopped. So I'm interested to see how that works.
One-on-one, side by side.
They've been taking beers and splitting the batch and hopping them differently. Those
bastards.
I know. Lucky bastards. Then we go to... Gosh, it seems like there was more than this. Black Butte, 27th anniversary. So the barrel-aged Black Butte Porter.
Black Butte.
And the wax cap. You got to cut
with
a knife.
Oh, wax. Oh, why did they have to have the wax?
They have to wax it.
Come on, let's see.
Yeah.
Get off the wax.
That was expensive, not Eclipse expensive, but it was up there. the huge Arker from Anderson Valley Brewing, who I just realized by writing this tonight, their initials spell A-B-A-V-B. Oh, no.
What does that mean?
Alcohol by volume. So it's A-B-B, not A-B-B.
Oh, I get it.
Whoops. Beer. Fuck you, beer. And we finished that off with a barrel-aged smoke chaser from Yield Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah. Aww. Tioga Sequoia. Yeah. Aww.
And then besides that, had a stone smoked porter. And I finished off my four-pack of Oscar Blues Hot Box Coffee Porter.
Oh, yeah. Finally.
Finally.
Finally, bro.
Been sitting on those for a while.
Oh, yeah. I did have a... I busted out my from Rush Day, my Tioga Sequoia, the campfire, not campfire style, but the marshmallow.
Oh, the s'more.
S'more. Excellent. So much marshmallow.
Yeah.
So
good.
So much.
It was so good. So much. I liked it. Producer Becky and I enjoyed that.
Yay.
This just in from Untapped. Matt. The Bearded Brewer 87 gave Mango Even Keel a 4.5-star rating.
Yep. That's just
You're welcome.
A perfect pour exclusive.
Did you hear?
This just
did. You hear this?
Did you hear this?
Speaking of the same beer, I checked in on Instagram.
Feel good that you had that, your ballast point there?
Yeah, I do feel good because it's called beer.
I like beer. I don't care. I like beer.
Bells commented on my Instagram photo.
Ooh.
He's like, did Mikey drink it? Bells five question Georgetown. Marks.
He's very interested. He is very interested in my what beers I will refuse to drink and what beers I will drink.
So I did respond. I was like, no, he didn't drink it. But I said, comma, he did smell it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Controversy. I did smell the Mango Even Keel, and it smelled delicious. I will say that. Looking out for beers to look out for. Some recommendations for beers you, the Perfect Pour listener, should look out for. And the number one here is I don't think any of us can get it yet unless you're industry. The Carl Strauss Aurora Hopialis IPA.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's already got a giant buzz, and it's not even out there to the general public yet.
Which festival did that win?
I don't know, man.
Didn't that win at SF Beer Week?
Win all the festivals. Maybe. All the festivals. Maybe that's where all the buzz is coming from, from SF Beer Week.
No, Randy posted that. Delta Pacific Randy.
Oh, okay.
He posted about it. Being a blind taste test winner.
Damn, dude.
That's why it's all hot and bothered
right
now.
That is the number one looking out for beer, Kelly. Carl Strauss's Aurora Hopialis IPA. Damn it.
Let's see if he posted it on our
page. Also, Mastodon, metal band Mastodon. They got back together with McKellar. They've teamed up again. This is their second time. One called Mother Punch. It's a saison yeast passion fruit beer. I mean, it doesn't sound that great, but I love Mastodon, so I'm metal Mastodon. Barrel House Curly Wolf.
Oh, this year's Curly Wolf. Mine.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
Asshole.
The 2016. Maple, vanilla, bourbon barrel aged, Curly Wolf. I think we have one in there aging.
Oh, we have.
Pretty sure we have a 2015 or a 2014, maybe. Pretty sure we still got one in there. So that's a 10.4%. Something to look out for. We could do a side by side there, or we could just keep another one and do it.
Keep going.
Just keep going, bro.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say for right now. I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Wow. Well, you could say more because I had Curly Wolf on my list too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to the coast, possibly into the month.
Ooh.
Hopefully.
Curly Wolf, it's not a cheap bottle from what I recall.
No. And it's been so long, I can't quite remember what it tasted like.
Yeah. I'm not sure I've had one.
I want to say it was supposed to be some kind of vanilla porter, yep. maybe vanilla yep. stout, yep. but
that's what it's supposed to be.
That wasn't quite
bourbon, wasn't barrel aged vanilla.
What it tasted stout. Like.
Hmm.
Here we go. What's new with Carl? This is from Randy from Delta Pacific. Aurora Hopialis took first place in a blind taste testing. Competition at SF Beer Week, beating out Sculpin, Hop Hunter, and Duet.
Ooh, suck it. Big beer Sculpin.
it doesn't say what it was, what part of SF Beer Week. It just says
the part that kicked ass.
Yeah, blind IPA contest. Kicked its ass.
That beer camp, they revealed the beer camp. It's on, man. It's coming. Can't wait to get that 12-pack.
Oh.
The Sierra Nevada's beer camp series.
Will there be a can?
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that. I don't think there's going to be a can that slipped in there. Uh-huh. Yeah, last year they slipped in a can.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, but I don't think so. Unless they're being all Star Wars secretive about it.
Ooh, the bounty.
Yeah.
Smuggler's bounty.
Smuggler's bounty about it. I don't think they will slip in the can.
Is Stout of the Union going to be part of it?
Yep. It's in there.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've seen the bottle already. They've got it. It's there. We got to get that. It comes out.
Come to the dark side.
Anything to look out for? Bitter Brewery, you have something to look out for?
No, I didn't bother to do
homework. Oh, my God.
Who has time for homework?
Now, who ate your homework?
Jovi.
Jovi, studio dog.
He's sleeping.
I came straight from work to here. You guys had beer.
Just, yeah.
That's all you should care about.
Yeah. It's Mosaic, bro. We want to, let's get to some cheers and maybe one more beer to open up. What we got here to open up? We got something to open up.
Are you guys ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
I've already had it, so it's up to you guys.
But did you look at the date on the bottle?
Had it.
It's a yellow ink by your thumb.
No. Oh, yeah, I totally had this one. 7/26.
15? 14? 13. 13, holy shit!
A fucking 3-year-old.
I've been holding on to that, bro. I slipped that in there.
Oh, do we need to put it back?
No, it's too late now, dude. He just opened it.
Oh, I forgot to do the challenge. That was a 12-ouncer, by the way.
I love gold!
If anybody was paying close enough attention, that was a 12.
I figured this would be a good foamer beer.
Nice and aged like a mofo. Evil Twins, a little B, 11.5% Imperial Ooh. Porter.
Which is pretty much just a stout at this point.
Wow, that is a Imperial, quiet pour. I cannot make that pour any louder.
Imperial Porter is like saying Imperial Session IPA.
I'm gonna zap.
It's worth a zap.
Pull with a double. That's not allowed, sir. There's a amount of time you have to have between foamings.
I know. It wouldn't let me do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sonic foaming our aged Lil B from Evil Twin.
Let's do one
more. Mmm. It's sweet. The aroma is sweet.
Yeah, go ahead. Think it's sweet. Then take a sip.
She's so sticky sweet. Oh. It burns.
It has a little alcohol burn to it.
Fuck.
Fuck, bro.
Gotcha.
What is that?
That's a
warm transfer.
They transferred this warm, dude. I can taste it.
It's a warm transfer. I think Mikey's dying.
Oh, man. I got too involved in that one, man.
See, here's the thing. If Mikey dies, nobody could edit this and post it. So this will be our last episode ever.
Yeah, I could figure it out.
Matt might be able to break in. Number one, cheers. Our newest golden guy.
What?
Our newest patron of the Perfect Pour, Florida Steve.
Holy shit. Yeah. Pew,
pew, pew. Didn't I see that he's literally taking the Florida Steve thing? Yeah.
I love it.
Started calling him Florida Steve, and he's like, I'm using it.
Florida. Yeah. End quote.
Florida.
Steve.
Is he not from Florida? Why is it Florida? End quotes. Florida Steve. He's really in Georgia, but he's like, yeah, I'm Florida Steve. So thank you, Steve, for being our newest patron.
Florida adjacent Steve.
Patreon.com/perfectpour or perfectpourpod.com. Look for the links, show links. And go to Patreon. You can be a golden god and a contributor to the show and help us buy beer, basically. But we're already paying, the patrons are already paying for our hosting.
Yep.
So now it's like everybody that piles on the patron, they're buying us beer. And you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're buying us a beer every week. But also you get to hear the tailgate and plus whatever other little audio that we can think up during the week, which isn't that much, I don't know, to be honest, but once in a while. So big cheers to Florida Steve becoming a golden god. Cheers to She Beer Brewing in Connecticut. Perro the Elder. That is at XL Perro.
Mm-hmm.
That is
Stuart's
dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's back east, and he was offering us like, "Hey, what do you want me to send you? I'll send you something."
I was like, "What? Like, yes,
yes, we'd like to have beer." I requested for us either 6 point Southern Tier or carton.
You mean all things he has in his fridge?
Any of those things we will gladly accept. Beervana, Jeff Allworth at Beervana. And just everybody that's everybody out there that supports indie beer, craft beer, whatever. Not Matt, but everybody else that supports indie beer. And hashtag any beer, then we can see what you're doing, and then all the trolls can see what you're doing, and then they can yell at you, and you can get in a Twitter fight. If you ever want to get in a Twitter fight, just go on Twitter and say hashtag any beer and wait for it to come to you, because it will. And our podcasting brothers down there in San Diego, SD Beer Talk and 3BZine Podcast. It's been a great bonding experience for us, this whole indie beer thing. So that's been one of the cool things that's come out of it. So cheers to those guys, and cheers to everybody that supports us and helps us out in any way. It is highly appreciated. Any cheers do you guys have? The Bearded Brewer, what do you have?
Cheers to Pete and Michelle for donating the Ballast Point beers, even though Mikey won't have them.
Nope, can't do it, bro.
And then
ground to stand.
And then we got a new follower on Perfect Pour, and I got a follower on Bearded Brewer. Well, because I followed her too, but the beer bug.
The beer bug.
South, I think it's South American.
South America. Yeah, we've got some.
No, sorry, South
Africa.
South African.
Yeah, I've seen a couple South Africans.
Yeah. Wow. So. Craft beer in South Africa. That that's a hell of a place to get craft beer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then cheers to her. I mean, dude, you're doing the beer god's work, yes. You know, drinking craft down.
Good for you. Over. Finding a way to drink craft.
Would that
there.
Be down or would that be over?
It would be down and over.
But not down things. Under.
No. That's down under. It's not down under.
But it's down and over.
It's be the better blog.
From under?
Down under. Down under on the Gold Coast.
Did you just say thunder from down under?
Thunder from down under. Life, it's a Sirian theater, isn't it? It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of couches in your face. Thunder from down under.
You just say couch in your face? What?
Couch in your face. A big couch in your face, isn't it?
It's just like a couch.
Look at this couch in your face, huh? It's a thunder.
I have no idea what's going on here.
I don't know. Okay. I know. I mean, I know, but nobody else does.
Are you singing AC/DC?
No. Thunderstruck? There's a famous blogger that teaches other people how to blog, and he's from Australia, and he's got a podcast. So I'm always doing this Australian accent because of him. Pro blogger.
You put words in the box. Whoa. You post the words. Blog.
Yep. That's the whole show. He's like, you type words in a box and go on WordPress and type words and then you post it and then there you go. You're a blogger, aren't you?
Britt.
Sorry.
Britt.
Nick.
Hello.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to Florida Steve.
Yeah.
Florida Steve.
Your cheers was cooler than mine. I didn't know he was a Patreon.
Yeah, dude.
I was just going to say cheers because he adopted the hashtag indie beer.
Yeah.
Nomenclature to his dialogue.
Corey did too, yeah.
So if he's accepting...
The Florida boys are just all about it.
Boom.
If he's accepting Florida Steve and indie beer, what else can we get him to do?
Make him kiss Eddie Van Halen.
good luck with that.
Hagar's coming back.
There's rumors Hagar's coming back.
They already kicked out Lee Roth.
No, just like,
but they're just kind of like, hey, we're talking.
No, Sammy's just saying like, yeah, I want, that'd be cool.
I want back in. Ooh, menage a trois. David and Sammy.
I think that would be the ultimate tour.
I thought they did a tour like 15 years ago. No,
Sammy and Dave did a tour solo.
But this time they both.
I mean like a Van Halen tour with the opening, you know, not opening, closing, but like half the show is Dave. The other half is Sammy.
No, I want them both playing their songs at the same time.
I just see them like.
I want to hear Pound Cake and Jump at the very same time.
I just
Eddie
see
can't
them,
do that.
I just see
Eddie.
Them,
did you just say Eddie can't do something?
I mean, Eddie could do that.
I just see them locking arms, you know, at the elbow, and them just kind of like spinning circles with their microphones. Yeah, just kind of
maybe.
And then everybody jumps, you know.
I think they should be tied to each other, and they have to turn around to sing the song. And so, like, okay, my turn. Dave turns around, and Sammy pops up. Yeah,
it sounds like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Dave would need that help to stand up. Sammy's helping stand up the whole show.
I don't feel tardy.
Sammy's just back there rolling his eyes. Oh, God, come on.
We get it. You're running with the devil.
What else? What else?
So cool.
What else, man? Before we go,
I wonder if Sammy would show up late because you know he can't do 55.
Took him 9 hours just to get early. To LA.
18 hours, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, man. Get it right.
High speed trains not here. cheers to George from New York. Says he's sending some beers.
Oh, what? I didn't hear about this.
Oh, that's because you don't look at Facebook.
News to me. Yeah. Oh, you're a Facebook guy.
I think you're the only one that has access to Facebook.
No. I'm old. I get it.
Perfect Pour Pod on Facebook, too. Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram. Perfect Pour Pod on Twitter. PerfectPourPod.com on the internet. What else? Are we good?
That's good.
Are we good?
It's all good.
Right. Get out of here.
You had fun. I hope you had fun. You enjoy your week of drinking craft beer. You call us. You need to call. You need help.
If you need to call us.
Call us.
You know, the weather in February, it's kind of like the sun burns.